Hello, you're watching Talking Europe. Now, the EU election is just around the corner and opinion polls have been steadily showing a shift towards the right in that election across the continent. The socialists are doubling down on their message, though, of a social Europe that delivers for more citizens, be that on minimum wages, child support, precarious work, gender pay differences, and other such issues. Today we're going to host the lead candidate of the Party of the European Socialists, Nicola Schmidt, who is also the EU Commissioner in charge of jobs and social rights. Welcome to the programme, Commissioner.
Thank you.
And I should just say briefly for our viewers that we have on several occasions invited the lead candidate of the centre-right European People's Party, Ursula von der Leyen, but she was not available for this one-to-one format. Nicola Schmidt, so give us a flavour of the campaign. We've seen these images of you on the campaign trail, speaking on empty crates of beers, playing table tennis. And one of your tweets, you say, we Social Democrats campaign not just in Congress halls, but also in pubs. Are you implying that your rivals are kind of avoiding this sort of campaign?
Well, I'm campaigning close to the citizens, because we always hear that Europe is so far away and European politicians do not know the realities of citizens. So I have decided during this campaign to go to meet the citizens, to go where they meet and to talk to them and to answer the questions they ask me. I have been to many companies, I have been on markets, I've been in pubs, and so I must say I learned a lot. Yeah. And it was a great moment. And I think this is how politics should work.
Do you think the campaign overall has been visible? Because obviously you've been all around the place now. In France, I have to say, I find that it's been quite low profile. You know, the posters went up very late and a lot of people don't really seem to know what's going on. What's your experience?
This is a general problem that these European elections have not been really adopted by a majority or big majority of citizens. And this is something we should really reflect on, because Europe needs this democratic legitimation and needs also the support of citizens. And to get that also, we have to make really much more efforts to explain to our citizens what we are doing, because sometimes the perception of Europe is really confused.
Let's talk about one of the main things that your party has been saying over the last few weeks. It keeps coming back to this message that it will resist any kind of deal between the centre-right and the far-right. Just explain that for us, and will your party group block the nomination of Ursula von der Leyen if she does a deal with the ECR, the European Conservative
Reformists? Well, we reject all kind of alliance or arrangement or whatsoever with the extreme right. Why? It's not because it's ideological. No, it's also ideological. But because the extreme right has a vision or an idea of Europe which we cannot adopt and share. Because their idea is finally to destroy Europe, to destroy also the values on which we have built this Europe. And that's fundamental. We see that women's rights are questioned, minorities' rights are questioned, press freedom is put under stress, and the rule of law. We saw it. We see it in Orbán's Hungary, but we saw it also in Poland. Fortunately, this has changed now. How that's the extreme right. Yeah. That's ECR. And ID. It's not just ID and the others are the nice ones. No, both share the same ideas. And that's why, for us, there cannot be any cooperation with this party.
So you'd go so far as to block Mrs. von der Leyen if she pursues what many
people are saying? Well, she cannot get have an arrangement with the extreme right and count on the Social Democratic vote.
Yeah, and you've actually stepped up your criticisms of her in the last few days. You said in one interview that she involved the college to a minimum. What did you mean by that?
Well, I was a bit frustrated that on some important decisions, political decisions, strategic decisions, finally, we had not the opportunity to have a real political discussion. We are politicians. We are. I do not consider myself as a technocrat, delegating part of my competences as a college member to civil servants. And I would have liked to have more political exchange and discussions, sometimes more controversial than finding an agreement. And on some important issues, this has been really insufficient.
And one of those important issues, of course, is the whole asylum and migration pact. And you're still raising the question of who's actually going to manage the processing of asylum seekers. Will it be EU officials or will it be Tunisian or Egyptian or Mauritanian officials? And this is not completely sorted out is it?
No, no. We know very well that it will not be the Tunisians and nor the Egyptians. So the point is that at the end, and there is a study which has been made by, I think, seven European newspapers who have really followed the situation in Tunisia, but also in other countries. What happens to the refugees is that they are really brought into the desert and pushed away, and there is not a real consequent follow-up on that. And this is really serious. We have in Tunisia to deal with a new dictatorship, and also with high level of racism against many refugees coming from sub-Saharan Africa. And I think this is really serious in relation also to the values and also to our commitment to asylum policy.
I want to ask you one other question about the international dimension and the recognition of a Palestinian state by the governments of Ireland and Spain. It's obviously a difficult issue for the socialists. Do you get the impression that this issue has divided voters who normally vote for the socialists in this campaign?
I don't think so. I think that first people are shocked by they were shocked by what happened on the 7th of October. They were shocked by the fact that people have been taken hostage, and they are now shocked by the Israeli, or I would say Netanyahu government military response, and the destruction and the bombing and the starving pursued by this government. And I think this is something which is unacceptable for many citizens.
Would you be in favor of other governments recognizing
absolutely
a Palestinian
I think
state?
Now we have to look for it. We have to look for a political solution. We have to put pressure on Israel, but also on Palestinians, not Hamas, but Palestinians, to go back to what finally was on the table in the 90s, the two-state solution, and which had been destroyed by Hamas on one side and by Netanyahu on the other.
Let's talk a bit about some of your future priorities, Nicola Schmidt, because you've talked about the upcoming mandate and what you would want to deliver, and you put the emphasis on four things: paid training, zero deaths at work, a green social deal, and closing the gender pay gap. Maybe let's break down those elements.
Well, I think what I pursue is obviously first also a good and strong economy, and a good and strong economy with quality jobs. This is what is fundamental. So if you are talking about precarious jobs, well, I would like to push now for a strong economy, an industrial policy which creates quality jobs. Second point about pay transparency is about equality between women and men. It has lasted too long. we still have a difference between for the same job of pay.
So that hasn't changed much over 10 years.
We have adopted the directive. My colleague Dali has pushed for this directive. We have now to implement it at all levels, and especially at the level of all member states. So I think this is crucial. And what is crucial also is the social policy. I am defending public services. Europe has to have a bit more larger view on the importance of public services. And finally, I am defending cohesion policy. This is the glue between European member states. So these ideas who have been floated around that finally cohesion policy can be diluted or conditioned and so on, this is not my view. I think that now and in the future, we need cohesion policy as the balance for the internal market, for bringing European countries, but also regions together to avoid this fragmentation of Europe and of the internal market.
As you yourself have pointed out, the next European Commission might contain as few as three socialist commissioners. You've said perhaps right-wing governments should nominate some socialists to the European Commission. But given that situation, are you worried that all the things that you've just mentioned will be diluted in the next mandate?
Well, you know, we are voting now first for the parliament. And that's why it is so important to have a strong socialist or social democratic group in the parliament. And you know, the Commission gets the approval by the Parliament, and and the Commission gets only the approval on the program which it will propose. So I think that the Parliament and a strong socialist group in the Parliament has a high importance.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for being my guest, Nicola Schmidt, EU Commissioner in charge of jobs and social rights, and also the lead candidate in this EU election for the PES, or Party of the European Socialists. Thanks for watching Talking Europe.
Thank you.